The colleges are sharing an $800,000 federal grant, not for the purchase of any solar power equipment, but to lay the groundwork for it. Hollins University is among the colleges seeking expert information and guidance.
What kind of arrays would we have to put on our campus? What would we expect to be putting on our campuses? Because none of us have that expertise.
Hollins Vice President Carrie Edmond says once they get that information, the colleges can then collectively seek the purchase and installation of solar power equipment as each sees fit.
It's nice that we are now having the opportunity to work with other schools to develop a plan, then we will figure out how do you develop the resource plan to put it in place.
As for Hollins, Edmond says they have plenty of land and expect solar power will eventually meet the vast majority of the college's power needs. Evan Jones, WFIR News.